I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Nigeria have to be on constant alert for attacks. In fact, new data finds that Boko Haram has killed 27,000 people over the last decade, and that's more people than the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria combined. With this kind of violence happening, Nigeria's believers often feel isolated and frustrated that no one, including their own government, is able to help them. So pray God would encourage them, protect them, and embolden them. And there's a strange trend emerging as the world wrestles with pandemic uncertainty. In the U.S., Russia, and portions of the Middle East, people are trying to rewrite history by tearing down monuments. While some call it justice, others voice concern. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says it's dangerous to forget lessons from the past. She points to the early church as an example. Read the full story and discover lost lessons from Christian history at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.